This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFK. If you're not already a member, consider joining with us and keep free speech alive.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and online at kpfk.org. This is Pacifica Radio for Southern California and beyond.
Up next, Reality Check with Harrison, with a special Wednesday guest, Brad Friedman.
And now, our feature presentation. JoeHarrison.com.
It is 6 minutes past the hour. Harrison with you, your new best friend. Welcome. Happy Wednesday on the new fall lineup. We have with us each and every Wednesday, Brad Friedman, investigative journalist. Let me turn this over to Brad, because Brad, right now, with all of this, we have the look the other way, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. We have voter fraud on steroids, except that now we learn that some of it's make-believe voter fraud so that we don't look at real voter fraud.
Yeah, we don't have voter fraud. That's the issue. The fraud is the claims of voter fraud. We're talking about election fraud. That's a very, very real concern. Concerns about the voting machines, and we're going to be talking about some of those and some remarkable results coming out of Shelby County, Tennessee. That's Memphis. From their August 5th election, we're going to be speaking with Bev Harris from blackboxvoting.org in just a few minutes about massive, and we're talking massive, improprieties that she's found. She's been spending a couple of weeks down there with another election integrity activist, Susan Pinchon from Florida. They have been diving into dumpsters. They have been finding poll tapes.
Literally.
All right. Finding poll tapes, and these are the little pieces of paper that come off the voting machines at the end of the night, signed by the poll workers to attest to, you know, how many people voted and so forth at that precinct.
That have been thrown away and not kept in archives appropriately for posterity.
Exactly. They've had to put these under court order because they found garbage bags full of them in the dumpster.
Wow.
So we're going to be talking to Bev about that. Thousands of more votes than voters.
No.
On August 5th.
How curious.
How do we explain that?
Daily, voting early, voting often?
You know what? You hear that a lot. It doesn't happen.
No.
I've tried millions
of times around here.
That's the fake right-wing concern. What you've got here, if you've got, you know, thousands of more votes than voters, you don't have people, you know, voting more than once. You've got what are called phantom votes. How did they get there? Who is responsible for those? Is it the voting machines? In Tennessee, they use the 100% unverifiable touchscreen voting systems that we talked about last week in this Delaware race. And, Mercy, I noticed that you said during the opening news here, you said Christine O'Donnell won in her primary
last
week.
She's been declared the winner.
Exactly.
Right.
She's been announced the winner. Mm-hmm. Did she really win? Who knows? On the paper ballots that we are able to count, as we talked about last week.
She lost.
She lost.
Yeah.
Big time. On the 100% unverifiable voting system,
she won.
We don't know. They say she won. Who knows? So, yes, she is the reported winner. Other than that, who knows?
And that's
really
what matters, right? The reported winner.
But now what's going on with this? Once again, we see this every election, Harrison. The right-wingers gear up their assault on democracy, their war on voting. And it's been playing out for years with this phony Acorn stuff. You saw these claims that Acorn is committing voter fraud. And never mind the fact that there is no evidence of a single vote ever cast from an improperly registered voter that was, you know, registered improperly by Acorn. Not one. And yet, a poll last November, 2009, showed that 52% of Republicans think that Acorn stole the election for Barack Obama.
Wow.
That would be 10 million votes he won by, and yet there's no evidence that even a single vote was ever, you know, improperly cast from an improper Acorn registration.
And Brad, we can thank great luminaries like Andrew Breitbart, the conservative blogger.
Well, he's not conservative. He's a right-wing nut, and he's a con man. There's nothing conservative about him. He is a jackal and a liar.
How do you feel about
him? Sociopath. Other than that, he's a fine fellow. But he's the one who put out these phony Acorn pimp tapes, which were a complete and utter lie. This guy, James O'Keefe, never dressed as a pimp, never represented himself as a pimp. The tapes were edited to appear to be something that they weren't, and guess what? All the media fell for it. New York Times fell for it. They have still not. I got them finally to print a small correction, but they've never retracted the story. The Democrats fell for it. Barack Obama fell for it. And they killed Acorn, this four-decade-old anti-poverty, pro-democracy group in the bargain.
And the tapes were edited poorly, I might add.
And yet people fell for it.
We're gonna go to Bev Harris in just a couple of seconds. We're going to go to traffic in just a couple of seconds. I'm going to play you a little piece of Andrew Breitbart.
Why are we even giving airtime to that sociopath? Andrew Breitbart is a sociopath. He's going to be on Bill Maher this Friday, by the way.
Yep.
And I would recommend folks who are out there on Twitter, where you can follow me at the Brad Blog, to drop a tweet to Bill Maher and say, why are you putting this sociopath, why are you giving him airtime on Friday? I sent a note myself. We have got video, my own video of Andrew Breitbart that we ran exclusively at the Brad Blog, where he admits he's a liar. And so I'm trying to get Bill Maher to watch that before Andy comes on this Friday, because somebody needs to call this guy out and stop giving him airtime. But that's just me.
Pumping the pant leg of right-wing radio. This is Harrison.
It is 25 minutes past the hour. Harris with you, your new best friend. You're listening to Harrison on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. Brad Friedman on with us, as he is every Wednesday, offering some extraordinary expertise and a ton of heavy lifting and hard research. And we have a piece of audio to hear before you bring on Bev Harris.
Yeah, we're going to have Bev Harris on in a second to talk about the Shelby County, Memphis, Tennessee election improprieties. And they are real and they are documented, and she's been documenting them. At the same time, we've got these right-wingers we've been talking about, and their war on voting, their assault on democracy. I wrote a little bit about it today at the Brad Blog, at bradblog.com, because we had a fire a couple weeks ago down in Houston, 10,000 voting machines, these ones that I love, these 100% unverifiable voting machines, were burned up down in Houston. Completely destroyed. Now,
all of them.
Thank God.
Not even one left.
An act of God. Yeah. However, what it means as they scramble to come up with loner voting machines instead of, you know, like paper ballots that can be verified and stuff. What we might be looking at is some serious disenfranchisement down there as lines get long because there's not enough voting machines and everything else. At the same time, there's a right-wing group down there who just days prior to this fire, and I'm sure the timing is coincidental, Harrison, don't get any ideas.
They put out this call, this campaign. Yes.
It's a group called King Street Patriots. They've created a campaign called True the Vote. And they are alleging massive voter fraud by Acorn, who no longer exists, by Democrats, by the radical left, and yet, at the same time, they're saying this is a nonpartisan issue. It's not about Republicans and Democrats. You can see the whole video at bradblog.com, and it's all, you know, these are fake. There's no evidence.
Invented controversy.
I spoke with the head of the group, Catherine Engelbrecht, to ask if she has evidence for these incredible charges, and of course, she presented none. But to give you an idea how hyperbolic and insane these charges are, we got a clip from the video. I pulled out a couple of the clips. Let's play a little bit of this just to give you an idea of what kind of liars these people are. It's very moving.
I'm
patriotic.
I'm
music.
Under attack now. Movements that are focused on voter fraud, the integrity of elections, are crucial. This is a war. A Democratic Party consultant once told me that Republicans have to win by at least 3% in order to win any election. Obama's very connected to Acorn, which is a voter fraud machine.
A voter fraud machine.
Acorn is the radical army.
It's people who want to vote twice.
The scary black man, right? Just another code for it.
people who are just trying to make their vote count more than the one time that they're allowed.
Really? Who, Catherine?
It's all...
That's Catherine. She's
very, very scary.
Scary. Be scared.
The fraud is so widespread.
Oh, you know, it's huge fraud.
We brought on John Ottman, the composer, film composer, to explain the use of music in certain keys to raise the emotions, create fear simultaneous with passion.
Ultimately, that's what all this is about. It's not about political party or Republicans or Democrats. It's just about truth.
It's not about Republicans.
In the legislature
and yet,
in Texas, there is a 7-vote majority conservative. What that means is, in the big picture, is if we lose Houston,
we
lose Texas. That's how important.
America. Hello,
that's
Houston.
How Acorn knows.
We have a problem.
So they're right in our backyard, and we don't realize it because we go out every day and we think, well, we're in the suburbs or wherever. We don't care.
Oh.
But if we lose Houston,
black people,
right.
We lose Texas.
Suburbs.
And
if
guess what?
Houston.
If we lose Texas, we lose the country.
We?
What
I thought it wasn't about
in
Republicans and Democrats.
Is voter fraud.
That makes the difference.
And if we could stop voter fraud, would that just not be unbelievable?
Unbelievable!
Okay.
Almost as unbelievable as the claims of non-existing voter fraud. They're firing people up down there. You're seeing this in Houston. We're seeing it now in Wisconsin. We may talk about that next week. Scaring the crap out of people, setting people up to be challenged at the polls on election day. So if you think that fire that burned 10,000 voting machines down in Houston was hot, wait for election day. We're going to take a news break, I know, but when we come back, we're going to come back with Bev Harris with reports of real fraud, election fraud, that will blow you away. Thousands of votes that shouldn't be there, voting machines that were thrown out in the garbage, that and a lot more straight ahead.
And key stuff, Brad Friedman, the election, the huge midterm election, the critical hold on to the House, don't let them get in so that they can have subpoena power and completely undo what little has been advanced in a short period of time. Everything counts in this thing. So that's why this is such a critical component. Components critical like news with Mercy Malik.
Woo!
Joe Harrison.
News
update.
That news report just brought us down. There's sure some crazy people around. We're buying handguns.
This is Harrison.
Minutes past the hour. Harris with you, your new best friend. Reminding you, you can join us anytime at GoHarrison.com. We are streaming there live as well as at KPFK.org. You can get archives of this or any of our Think Green programs, our one-minute daily environmental features as well, through iTunes, keyword GoHarrison, Facebook, keyword GoHarrison, Twitter, keyword GoHarrison. Basically everything and anything saying keyword will get you there in one just little quick leap. We're visited right now with Brad Friedman, who's here with us every Wednesday, who does a ton of heavy lifting and gets some good investigative reporting done for us. Mercy Malik on news, G off with traffic, and G with a J on audio. And you're going to be making an appearance quickly before we go to Bev Harris. Appearance quickly, not right now, but this weekend.
I am, actually. Thank you for mentioning it. At West Hollywood Book Fair, I'll be on a panel discussing the death and life of American journalism, with my friend and fellow investigative journalist, Jason Leopold, moderating, Mark Cooper, Bill Carter, Kathleen Sharp will be there. This is at the, where is it? At the Hollywood, the West Hollywood Park, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's free.
Right behind the Abbey.
You can get more information at, is that where it is?
I know why. You know why I know that?
How do you know that?
My people.
Okay.
They live there.
Is that right?
And they go there. And they drink there.
I will look for them. West Hollywood.
And I'll bring thimbles.
WestHollywoodBookFair.org. I will have some DVDs of a documentary that features me called Murder, Spies, and Voting Lies, the Clint Curtis story. Follows a story that I have been reporting on for years. Signing that, I'd love to see some KPFK folks out there supporting. Should be a really good panel. The Death and Life of American Journalism. Get more at WestHollywoodBookFair.org.
Brad, you've got Bev Harris.
I do. A couple weeks ago, I was on the road. I got a text message from Bev of BlackBoxVoting.org telling me that she was in Memphis, Tennessee, looking at, quote, the wildest election tampering yet, where 7 out of 8 candidates black in black locations with 70% Dems, but a white Republican sweep. We now have 10 candidates who have filed an election lawsuit down there. She told me via a text message that this is basically like watching a two-week bank robbery in process. Mm-hmm. She joins us now. She's been, Bev Harris is the founder of the nonpartisan, nonprofit election watchdog group, blackboxvoting.org. You can see her work also in the 2006 HBO Emmy-nominated documentary, Hacking Democracy, and she joins us with what is an absolute monster story going on down there in Shelby County, Tennessee. Bev Harris, welcome to KPFK.
Well, hi, Brad. It's nice to talk to you again.
And to you. So, the stories, unlike the information from these right-wingers claiming voter fraud that that they seem to have no evidence for, you actually have a boatload of evidence of some of these massive improprieties and what appears to be tampering going down in Shelby County following their August 5th election. Give us the, if you could, the basic headline there, and we'll get into some of those details.
Sure. Well, it was an election disaster. And if you wanted to teach a college course in every possible method to tamper an election, this would be your college course. They did everything from massive vote suppression. What they now, you remember in 2000, the 50,000 people who were purged from the list wrongfully saying that they were felons when they were not felons and they just weren't allowed to vote.
Down in the state of Florida,
In Florida,
yeah.
With the wrong database in. This is the wrong database revisited. I believe this is not just about Shelby County or Memphis. I believe this is actually about the United States and it's the plan for this November. What they did after that Florida felon purge is they passed a nationwide bill called the Help America Vote Act, and one of its effects was to centralize the voter registration database. Centralizing power is not really what democracy is all about, but they centralized it at the state level. And what we're going to see this November is database wars, where they go in and they start loading wrong databases and people can't vote. What they did in Shelby County and got caught was they loaded the wrong database. People showed up to vote. They were told, you can't vote. You've already voted. You can't vote twice. What made this cross the line from some sort of a thing they could call a glitch and turn into straight-up voter intimidation is this. The day before the, or right in the middle of early voting, the Attorney General came out and said, we've arrested people for voting twice. What he didn't mention is it was about two people and it was from 4 years ago.
Oh.
Again, right before the election, they said, we are arresting people for voting twice. Again, the indictments of 4 years ago. And so people went into the polls and were told, oh, you voted, you already voted, you can't vote twice. Well, what are they going to do? Say, I demand my right to a provisional ballot?
And this was, Bev Harris, this was the really the first tip that something was amiss when people were going in, they were being told they had voted previously, they knew they hadn't, and we're talking about, what was it, 3,000 or 4,000 people in total?
It was over 5,000.
Okay, We're going to get more details in a second. I got to take a quick traffic break here, and we're going to come back with Bev Harris from blackboxvoting.org to talk about this and the thousands of phantom votes that seem to be appearing in Shelby County. Stay with us, Bev.
41 minutes past the hour. Harrison with you. You're listening to Harrison on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. It is 44 minutes past the hour. Make it 45 minutes past the hour. Brad Friedman in with us, talking to Bev Harris. She is well known not only for her HBO documentary, which is the way that mainstream America got to hear about her, in as much as Good Morning America didn't have her on every day, as they should have for the last decade. But that's why we have Brad Friedman keeping one great huge glass eyeball roving.
Roving.
As it were.
And we're speaking with Bev, who is just back from Shelby County, Tennessee. That's Memphis, where 10 candidates have filed an election lawsuit now. We were speaking with Bev from blackboxvoting.org about the first signs of trouble down there when thousands of voters were turned away. They were showing up, and the voting machines, the databases, were telling them they were not, they were registered to vote, but they had already voted, even though they didn't. Now, Bev Harris, welcome back. Have we got a solution as far as this goes? Before we get into the votes themselves, do we know what happened here? They claim that this was an old voting database that was used?
Well, now, this is so interesting. They, first of all, threw one of their guys under the bus and said he loaded a May database of people who had already voted, and that was an accident and a glitch.
They had voted in the May election.
Yes, they had already voted when they showed up.
Right.
Well, here's the problem with that. At least one other county in Tennessee also said, oops, we loaded the May database. This appears to have been a problem that was at least sporadic across the state. Secondly, one of the first things that we did when we got there for an inspection was say, show us what you loaded into that machine inappropriately on election day.
Yeah.
Well, this has not been released yet. You're the first to hear it in the media. It was not the May database. I don't know what database it was, but it was not the May database.
Let me get that.
The names don't match.
Let me get that straight. So they were saying that the reason people were being told they had voted already is because they used an old database from a May election, and they were saying that, well, our system show you already voted, but it was really a May database, and that explains it. But you're saying, Bev Harris, that the May database doesn't actually match the people who were turned away as having voted?
That's correct. They told a big fat whopper. Again, these people have to tell at least three whoppers before they get up for breakfast every morning. I've never seen so much lying, and I've seen a lot of it, but I've never seen so much lying as I've seen from election officials in Memphis.
Have you? And so you have yet to hold them to come back to them and say, hey, the database you said you used, it don't match, it ain't real, you're lying.
That's coming up shortly, but yeah, absolutely. We'll be coming right back to them and saying, you're giving us a database that's, this is not the same database. Sorry. What's your next excuse?
All right.
They
now,
have admitted that they loaded the wrong database. And one of their chairman of the election commission, there's a Republican by the name of Bill Giannini, went forth and said, well, it was only about 5,400 voters.
Oh, well, in that case.
Only 5,400. All right. Well,
one voter is too many.
I should say so. Now, you're also finding, moving on from the access to the polls themselves, we're now looking at the results, and I think Shelby County uses the old Diebold AccuVote touchscreen voting machines, if I'm recalling, 100% unverifiable. And Bev,
with the new Diebold electronic poll book, no signatures required. They tap you into the database, so there's no physical evidence. Not only no physical evidence of the votes, but there's no physical evidence of who voted.
You're saying the poll books, they don't even, the new electronic poll books, they don't even sign those electronically?
They do not know. Let me put it this way. There's four things you have to know in order to have a valid election. Who can vote? That's the voter list. That's the one they put the wrong one in there. Who did vote? That's the poll book. That's the one that they have done away with the physical record and said we're just going to use an electronic record.
Because there used to be evidence in that poll book that people's actual signatures, if there was a question, you could go back and, you know, somebody voted. I could, well, that's not my signature. I didn't sign that. That signature is gone.
Yes. So what I have now found is that the electronic poll book has obliterated 3,221 signatures, or conversely, the votes for those people appeared out of vapor and don't have any voter attached with them. But what we do know is that there are 3,221 votes in their certified results that don't have any voter in their electronic poll book database.
So the number of people who voted is more than is recorded as having shown up at the polls to vote by more than 3,000 votes, right?
Right. And now let's add this to the 5,400 or so who were wrongfully turned away. Now we're getting up into the 8,000 range. And then when we go and look at this supposed May database, whatever it was that they loaded in there, there's another 2,500 discrepancy between the databases. When I say database wars, that's literally what it is. That all of these new statewide voter registration databases, election vote databases, electronic poll book databases can be exported, imported, overwritten, and deleted with the stroke of a key or by just writing a little script.
We're going to take a quick break for traffic here, come back with Bev Harris for one last quick segment, because I want to find out if she suspects this is a test run that we saw on August 5th in Memphis, Tennessee, or if these were guys just, trying to monkey with the elections on their own in Shelby County. Speaking with Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org, much more back with her in just a moment.
JoeHarrison.com.
53 minutes past the hour. Harris with you. You're listening to Harrison on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. We have with us, as we wrap up, Brad Friedman talking to Bev Harris about voting, where it's going, what it means, and prognosticating, hopefully not pandemic whoopee, but something controllable and manageable. At least we hope so, Brad.
Good luck. This is actual election fraud. This is actual evidence. This is not the phony Fox News voter fraud nonsense you hear about. These are concerns that are well documented over at blackboxvoting.org. We're not even going to be able to get to a bunch of these questions about the sensitive memory cards that were just sitting out. Questions about the poll tape signed that were found in the trash by Bev Harris. Bev, got a couple of quick questions for you because we're going to have to get to the top of the hour here. So very quickly, did Shelby County have an explanation for these 3,221 more votes that they reported than voters who actually existed according to the county's records?
Nope. They told another whopper to the media. Now, these were at-poll votes. They were specifically Election Day at-poll votes,
right.
2,221 with no voter. What they did was they went to the media and said they were absentee votes. Now, first of all, they only had 2,000 absentee votes in the county, and this we were talking about they had 80-some thousand at-poll votes. So how 80,000 poll votes became 2,000 absentee votes. But it was nonsense, a complete lie, a whopper. They know it's a lie. They still have not released the results to the election. You heard me. It's been a month and a half.
They have
not released their statement of votes cast.
Now, they've released the results, the preliminary votes, but not the official canvas ones that they're certifying as accurate, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And they also have not released their participating voter list. You can find it on the web for past elections. They have not released it.
They've
not released it because they've obliterated
some. I've got about 30 seconds for this impossibly large question for you to answer, Bev, but I know you can do it.
Do it shorthand.
You suggested that you see this as possibly a national effort. Is this a test run for November? Do you have evidence to believe this, or is this just a bunch of local guys trying to game the election down there in Shelby County, Memphis, Tennessee?
Well, the lawyer defending them is very highly placed in the Republican Party, and he's actually in charge of redistricting. He's been a 20-year veteran of national Republican Party politics. And, yes, I do believe this is going to be, this database manipulation is going to be the story this November.
Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org, thanks for talking to us. I suspect we're going to be talking more between now and November, Bev.
Thank you, Brad.
Get some rest. We're all going to need it.
We love her. We love you, Brad Friedman. Thank you so much. Harrison with you. We will see you next Monday and Tuesday. Don't forget, Brad Friedman, this weekend.
Sunday.
At the West Hollywood Book Fair right behind the Abbey at 2 p.m. Free and fun, just the way we like it. Harris with you. See you next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 3. Have a wonderful week.
This is Harrison.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and online at kpfk.org. This is Pacifica Radio for Southern California and beyond.